Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text this morning is written in John chapter 20, beginning with the 19th verse. And I invite you to please rise for the reading of the sermon text. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. So far the text. Let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, our lives are often full of doubt, anxiety, and fear. Bring your peace to us today. Assure us that our resurrected Lord gives peace. The marks on his hand and side proclaim the forgiveness he won for us. Remove all our doubt. Through him, through Christ, we have true peace and look forward to eternal life in heaven. We pray this all in your Son's saving name. Amen. Please be seated. Imagine that you're checking your mail. In Lake Havasu City, this includes putting on some climbing gear to climb down that steep cliff by your house called a driveway. You open up your mailbox and junk mail again. Glancing through your mail, you realize that you've just won $50,000. That's exciting, but there's no way that's possible. So you throw it in the trash. Now imagine this. Imagine that Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft, drives up to your house and personally writes out a check of $50,000 and gives it to you. Would he believe that check was real? I would. His check would be good enough for me. This morning, Jesus tells you that he's giving you something much better than money. He's giving peace. He isn't only talking about it, but he's actually giving it to you. We know this because he brought peace through his wounds. He brings peace to doubting sinners. And because we receive his peace through others. On Good Friday, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. And 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. That evening, the disciples gathered in a locked room. They had good reasons to be afraid. The Jewish leaders had just had Jesus crucified. They were opposed to followers of Christ. The natural response of the disciples would be one of caution. They had just seen Jesus, who was perfectly innocent, tortured to the point of death. The disciples were full of anxiety, distress, and perhaps even terror. Jesus appeared in their locked room. He's true God. He's not bound to physical walls. He's omnipresent. He is wherever he chooses to be. Even the walls of the tomb couldn't contain Jesus. He had already left before the angel came and rolled the stone away. After appearing, Christ calmed the anxious disciples by saying, "Peace be with you." When Jesus says the word peace, he is actually giving what the word says. We have peace through Jesus' wounds. This is why immediately after saying, "Peace be with you," he showed his disciples the marks on his hands and his side. Through Jesus' perfect life and death, the relationship between God and man is restored. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples' fear instantly disappeared. They weren't only glad, they were delighted to see their Savior. They now understood that Jesus had truly risen from the dead. They also understood that all of their sins were forgiven. Jesus declares that peace to you. Your sins are forgiven. The hands and the marks on his hands and side proclaim to you that you have peace with God. The disciple Thomas was absent when Jesus appeared. So the other disciples were excited, and they told Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." Thomas was unwilling to believe the resurrection. It wasn't good enough that the disciples had seen Jesus. He also would have heard of the women and Mary Magdalene seeing Jesus. He was probably told that Peter and John saw the empty tomb. He wanted the physical evidence right in front of him. That wasn't good enough. He wanted to actually see Jesus. It's not bad for us to want to analyze the evidence of Easter or use the reason that God has given us. That is all good. But faith trusts apart from physical evidence. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Just like Thomas, our sinful nature doubts. It doubts the resurrection. It doesn't want to believe that it's true. We also doubt in other areas of our life. Christ promises in his word that he gives us peace. How often do we really believe that? There can be times when we doubt that God knows what's best for us. It can sometimes feel as if God doesn't care about us. Or maybe we doubt about God's plans for our future. When we doubt, we're telling God that he's not good enough and that we know better than him. And for this lack of trust, we deserve punishment and hell. We're in need of forgiveness, just like Thomas. Despite what Thomas and we deserve, Christ brought forgiveness, and he forgives our doubt. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." As true God, Jesus knew that Thomas doubted. Jesus had Thomas touch the marks on his hands and on his side. After this, Jesus did something very important. He spoke to Thomas. He spoke his word and removed all doubt. He said, "Do not disbelieve, but believe." His command is powerful. It is a command to believe. Jesus didn't come to reprimand Thomas. He came to show Thomas forgiveness and remove all of his doubt. He came to bring peace. Thomas responded to Christ's words in faith. He exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Thomas now recognized that Jesus is true God and that he was alive. He also believed that Jesus' death paid for his sins. So, what about us? We haven't seen Christ the way Thomas has. So, how does Christ remove our doubt? Jesus told Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Brothers and sisters in Christ, you haven't seen and yet you believe. The Holy Spirit has created faith in your hearts through the Word. This is why the Holy Scripture was written. "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in him, in his name." We believe because God's word is truth. His word brings peace to us. Don't doubt. Believe. Your sins are forgiven. The first time Jesus appeared to his disciples, he breathed on them. He then said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." By his breath, Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to his disciples. He also gave them the authority to forgive and retain sins. He gave this authority not only to the disciples, but also the whole church. And we call this authority the office of the keys. God knew that Thomas doubted. He also knows that you doubt. And he wants you to know that your sins are forgiven. As Christians, we understand and know that we deserve eternal punishment for our sins. We're sorry for them, and we need forgiveness. When a pastor or fellow Christian declares to you that your sins are forgiven, they are truly forgiven. Christ says this. It is true. He is speaking to you. Amid all of your sin and doubt, your sins are forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Christ's resurrection is a public declaration that sin and death no longer have power over us. In your baptism, you were buried with Christ and live a new life of faith. You are also nourished in the Lord's Supper with our Savior's true body and blood. His body and blood is present, as the words declare, giving you the forgiveness of sins. In Christ's death and resurrection, we have peace now and even eternal life in heaven. Our resurrected Lord gives peace. His peace isn't like the junk mail that you throw into trash. It's much better than any earthly stuff. Jesus gives what he says. He's true God. And as true God, his wounds brought peace to us sinners. Your sins are forgiven. Through Christ's words, the Holy Spirit removes our doubt and fear. Do not disbelieve, but believe. His forgiveness is proclaimed to us. We know this is true because Christ personally declares it. Peace be with you. You have life in my name. Amen. Please stand. Now, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.